Okay, you think if you don't mind. Okay. You can't talk when I'm saying this year.
Why? I'm not talking.
But now we're saying this year. Okay. I'm going to be left this because it's nice.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Let us begin. Says somebody can't hear me, but I hope, I don't know. Hope others can hear me. Okay, I'll find out, I suppose. So I just wanted to just quickly recap the very end of what we said yesterday and then move on. So we said yesterday, when it comes to things such as lists that a woman might make of the various courses, the various types of foods that she wants to serve at a Shabbos meal or a Yom Tov meal. So in order to be able to read such a list on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it is advised that one suggestion is that rather than reading it herself, she gives it to someone else to read, someone who does not have the authority or the permission to make any changes, so that there's no gezeira, that shema yimchok, the gezeira that maybe you'll erase something doesn't apply because you're not the one with the authority, with the permission to erase. The other second possibility is you read it yourself, but have somebody watch you, set up a shomer. We find the shomer in many areas of Allah. You set up a shomer, the shomer watches you and sees that you don't erase anything. And then I mentioned a third possibility, which I wanted to, as I said, to confirm with the source where I believe I heard it from, which I was not able to do, and that is to make it somewhat unerasable by laminating the list or covering it with tape, clear plastic tape, packaging tape, whatever it is, so that the wording is not accessible to you. And just to clarify this, the Xera definitely applies whether you're using a pencil or a pen. It does apply to both of those. And it would be advised to use one of these methods. I did mention that there's a tzad. There are those that suggest that perhaps if it's typed, just printed out on a computer, that type of thing, rather than being written with pencil or ink, that would be also sufficient. But that seems to be less clear. Whether that's actually a heter. So it would be advised to utilize one of the other headers I mentioned. I don't think to respond to the question to a sheet protector would be good enough, because sheet protector is just something you slip it in and out. It's not unerasable. Once you laminate it, it's certainly, you've changed the whole tour. Even if you put tape over it, it's very hard to get the tape off and keep the list intact. It becomes part of it. A sheet protector, it's not part of it at all. It's just covering it. And you when you finish the list, you'll probably take it out of there and throw it out and put something else in the sheet protector. That would not be good enough. You would have to do something to the actual paper. Okay. All right. So just to end with this topic for now, there's a lot more in this topic. Like in every topic, it's fascinating how there's so many different nuances, so many I was just reading a message here. So many different Shilas and Svaras, etc. I think that let's just stick to one of the things we mentioned. I guess somebody asked about staple. I suppose if you take a piece of thin plastic, like a sheet protector or something, and you staple it on so that it becomes one. The list is now one with the plastic, is one with the list. That's probably no worse than taping it, even though you could rip it off. But okay, but now you've changed the whole tzura. It's not just covered by the sheet protector. It's attached to it. It's one with it. So that I would think would probably be a good answer. But look, Dave, if you have somebody else in the house, you could. Most times you will. If you're afraid, well, what happens at 10 o'clock in the morning when the men are at shul and nobody else around in the kitchen? Okay, so for those times, you could do one of these aces, or have it set up in that way so that you'll be able to read it even then. Okay, but so for now, I want to move on now to another area which is related in general, but not about reading, but more about speaking. This is partially in response to a request, and partially because this is a what we've there is, as I said, a connection here, and there's a lot that could be discussed, and perhaps a lot of area for growth in this next topic, and that is the pasuk says in the Navi Yeshaya towards the end of the Sefer Yeshaya, these are psukim that we lean in the Haftarah once a year on Yom Kippur, and some people say it in Kiddush every Shabbos morning. If you look in an average bencher, it'll have it before the psukim of Hashem B'nai Sos Shabbos. It'll bring the psukim, which are of course psukim from the Torah, from the Aseret Adibros. Well, Hashem is not from the Aseret Adibros. Some of the psukim we say in Zarchas Yom Shabbos, the Kach is from the Aseret Adibros. This week's parasha, I believe, but anyway, in any case, before those psukim from the Torah, there are psukim there from the Navi Yeshaya where it says, more or less, "Im tashiv shabbos raglecha," if you will prevent yourself from going about your regular way because of Shabbos, "asos chafotzecha biyom kachi," if you will prevent yourself from doing your own chafotzim, your own needs on my sacred day, "the karas la Shabbos oneg." And you'll proclaim Shabbos as a day of oneg, a day of delicacies and pleasures. L'kadosh Hashem mechuba, the holy day of Hashem. You'll pronounce it and act with it as a yom mechuba. The chibadato me'asos drachecha, and you will honor it from going about in your regular ways. Mimso cheftzecha v'daber davar. Here we go. Mimso cheftzecha. You will honor it. Me mitzo cheftzecha, from going about your regular business matters, v'daber davar, and from, you'll honor it, meaning by refraining from business matters and refraining from v'daber davar. V'daber davar, which Chazal say, shelo yehei diburcha b'Shabbos, ki diburcha b'chol, the way you speak on Shabbos should not resemble the way you speak during the week. Meaning your speech should be more restricted on Shabbos than it is during the week. We know as a Jew, our speech is, Baruch Hashem, already restricted in many very beneficial ways. We already know the plenty of psukim in Tehillim, right? If you want to have a long life, and you want to have days of value and of tov, nitzar l'shon chameira, prevent your tongue from speaking ra, usfasech, and your lips midaber mirma. Don't speak deceitfully. Don't speak lashon hara or echiluth. Don't speak about yoni machlokes and the like. Certainly not sheker and etc. But on Shabbos, that's all week long. That's 7 days a week. On Shabbos, there are further restrictions. Midaber davar. On Shabbos, you can't even speak about some of the things which during the week are permissible, and that includes business matters, your private matters, meaning private business, as opposed to business that's chefzei shamayim, which is a permissible category, as hopefully we'll discuss in the course of this topic. But when it's mimso chefzecha, it's when your private, your personal chafatzim, you have to prevent daber daber, you have to prevent speaking about them. And that includes not speaking about malacha, even if it's not business, but it's malacha. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, oh, tomorrow I am going to sew a dress for whatever, my daughter's graduation, whatever it may be, or for anything. Tomorrow I'm going to wash the floor. I haven't had a chance in so long to wash the floor in this room. Nobody ever, we hardly use it, but it could use a washing. I've made it my business. I put it on my schedule. I'm having company come tomorrow. I'm going to wash the floor. You're not allowed to say that because you can't wash the floor in Shabbos, as we have learned. Certainly not with the shechita and stuff. But typically, washing the floor in general, you're not supposed to do with her. Or that corner over there that's unpainted. Yeah, it's unpainted because there used to be a bookcase there. Tomorrow, I'm Bez Hashem, B'li Neder. You can say all the religious terms that you want, but Bez Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to paint that corner, and it'll change the appearance of the whole house. You're not allowed to say that because you're not allowed to paint on Shabbos. So anything that's a malacha, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this malacha. Tomorrow I'm driving to wherever, to the suburbs, etc., etc. you're allowed to say you're going to do something which is not a malacha. Tomorrow, I really need to have a conversation with so and so about whatever it is, not a business matter. No, about every other conversation with so and so about, you know, whatever it may be, a non-business matter, even if it's non-mitzvah, but it's non-business. So that you're allowed to say, I'm going to have a conversation. I really plan on having a conversation with so and so about this matter tomorrow. You shouldn't say, I'm going to call them tomorrow, because call means using your phone, which you can't do on Shabbos. But to say, I'm going to have a conversation with them, you're right. Even, and that's true, even if the person lives in New York or in Eretz Yisrael, and you have no intention of traveling there tomorrow, and the person you speak to knows that you have no intention of traveling there tomorrow. So when you say, tomorrow I'm going to have a conversation with so-and-so, you clearly mean, you know, the implication is that you're going to talk on the phone, but that's okay. You're allowed to say that because you're not stating that you're doing malach, and it's not implicit. It's not even the words have a conversation doesn't mean I'm going to talk on the phone. Maybe by, you know, circumstantial evidence, the person says, your daughter's in seminary, you say, tomorrow I need to have a conversation with my daughter about Pesach. So, excuse me, your friends know that your daughter's in Eretz Yisrael and you're here, but that's okay, but to say I'm going to call my daughter, even if you say, well, maybe I'm going to call my daughter, hey, daughter, the word call means I'm going to use the phone. So that you may not say. But as I said, to have a conversation, and even though it will, Def Amlach, or if you can say, oh, tomorrow I plan on meeting up with our good friend so-and-so, and we're going to spend the afternoon together at her place. Well, oh, her place is 10 miles from here, 20 miles from here. You're definitely going to have to take a car, and you have to go out of the Tchum. Let's say she lives out of the Tchum. But you're allowed to say that. But just saying, I'm going to meet her tomorrow. Meet her tomorrow doesn't indicate, or the words don't mean you're going to do malacha. It doesn't indicate malacha, even if the person listening is able to understands between the lines that you're going to do malacha to have that to meet up with Plony, but that's okay. But to say anything about doing malacha or even doing something which is asumi the rabbanan, like say tomorrow I'm going to someone comes over to you and says, I seen your car's for sale. Could you tell me a little bit about it? So you say, you know what? Not today. I'll be happy to discuss it with you tomorrow. You can't even say that. I will discuss it with you tomorrow. What? Discuss what? Discuss something that you can't discuss on Shabbos. So you can't say on Shabbos that you're going to say on Sunday something which you can't say on Shabbos. Even though saying it on Shabbos is only us with the Rabbanim, but you can't say on Shabbos that tomorrow, oh, this whole list of things that I'm learning about that I can't say today, I'm going to say them tomorrow. I can't wait till Sunday so I could say all the things on this list. You're not allowed to say that, you know, because you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that you're going to say something which you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. So whether it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan is irrelevant. You're not allowed to say you're going to do malacha or do an issa d'rabbanan during the day. Is saying tomorrow consider preparing for after Shabbos? No. So we'll see about a dvar mitzvah, for example. You're not allowed to prepare for a dvar mitzvah, but there's a question whether you could say that you're going to about a dvar mitzvah. So maybe we'll just come back to that. I don't want to go over too much. Let's hold it here for now, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with this discussion tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. Kol tov, have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.